Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 6-4, Destroying the Taliban, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the ninth day of the first month. Dear Dan, after 9/11/2001, in November of that year, Neil Young published a song, Let's Roll, about the passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 and their overthrow of the terrorists on that plane. They destroyed the Taliban on that ship, using the sacrifice of their own lives and the plane as a shield for the otherwise intended target. Mr. Young quotes one of the passengers, Todd Beamer, as the foundation of his song. Are you guys ready? Let's roll. For some time in early 2011, the Lord put that song on my heart, and I finally downloaded it from iTunes in around March 2011. At about the same time, I downloaded the two books, Pope Unseen and Heaven is for Real. I didn't really know any specific reason for the song, other than it was important enough that the Lord wanted me to listen to it at that time. I do know that the Taliban in Afghanistan, while in power, had made listening to any music at all a capital crime. Hell on earth. The U.S. overthrew the Taliban in Afghanistan in response to their harboring Osama bin Laden, who had masterminded the 9/11 attacks. On 1 May 2011, President Obama announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed in a clandestine raid into Pakistan by Special Forces SEAL Team 6. About 6 weeks later, my authorization to listen to audio while at work was finalized. The Taliban at G6 had also been destroyed. It's ironic that when I was at Harborview in July of 1995, my church brought to me as a gift a Sony Discman portable CD player to listen to. But I was in such mental distress from the satanic attacks on my mind that I was barely able to listen. I tried to hear the second chapter of Acts CD M brought to me, but I could not listen. I didn't have the energy. It was after that I had all the dreams and visions at Harborview. The word of the scripture is true where it says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
One day, shortly before Christmas, just a few months after Todd's death, I was half-heartedly unpacking some holiday decorations. Evidently, I wasn't moving fast enough for David, who was excited to put the stockings up on the fireplace. So he looked at me and, in a playful voice reminiscent of his father, said, "Come on, Mom, let's roll." I fought back the tears for a moment and then said with a little grin, "You're right, David. Let's roll." "It is well. It is well with my soul. Are you ready? Okay, let's roll."